Tom, what did you make of that? Congratulations on a brilliant performance, in all fairness.
Yeah, in fair, well, you've hit the nail on the head. It was a fantastic performance. Very slow first 15 minutes, wasn't happy with that at all. Too easy for them to play, no pressure on the ball, and we didn't move it quick enough, but we grew into the game. Let's say 15 minutes on till half time, dominated the ball, nice and quick, sharp football, and we really opened up their units, and that's where we got the success in between midfield and defence.
I'm going to mix this interview up a bit, because we often talk about goal scorers, but let's talk about the fact we had a clean sheet.
I know, yeah. Only just.
Well, Chloe Ainsworth was she made two good coming out of her area moments in the first half, and right at the end there she did as well.
Yeah.
What did you make of the back four and the performance of the goalkeeper?
Well, Chloe in particular, especially the second half, to have that focus and concentration to be switched on when most of the play is being played in the other half's massive. Both fullbacks were outstanding, Anya and Corey. Offered a lot, both going forward, but were always back to recover and support the centre too. Marshy and Beth, in fairness to them, outstanding. They dealt with a threat up front. Like I say, they were trying to get into the nine and they were stealing it off her. They were recovering in behind, and like you say, options were few and far between, and quite hard for Chloe at times playing as a bit of a sweeper.
Well, we've obviously talked about how you've liked to, you know, put Corey Maver there at right back.
Yeah.
You played O'Gara at left back at times. You played both Marshes at centre back.
Yeah,
Beth Hayes at centre back. That's a new one.
I know. Well, we lost Alicia last week. She's got a bit of ligament damage in her ankle, and we're trying to protect her for Newcastle, but if Beth keeps performing like that, she's going to have a battle on hand getting her shirt back, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean, Mav had a great game,
but
Anya Donnellan was great, and I particularly enjoyed when Kate O'Gara came on down this left-hand side.
Yeah, she changed the game a bit.
The way that worked for that goal was brilliant, really.
I mean, we've spoke about Kate in the past, a technical ability and how quick her feet are. You can put her anywhere on the pitch and she's comfortable, she's calm, she keeps it quick, she moves it fast, and she doesn't stand there and admire it. It's a movement off the ball that then opens up oppositions, because technically, like you say, she's probably one of the best in the team. She's not the quickest, but she's so clever. She knows where she needs to be off the ball, and she just causes chaos, like you say. After 20 minutes, it changes the dimension of play, because obviously Holly Davenport's a big, powerful player that's going to drive at people and use her power more than obviously her playing ability. And then you've got the technical side of Kate that gives us a different option.
Let's talk about the midfield. Eve Kennelly was there. Again, it's the first time I've seen Eve.
Yeah.
Well, you've sorted that midfield issue out, haven't you?
Yeah,
I mean, that's covered now, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm gonna be brutally honest. There's always, like, Eve's attitude, even before Cara Fields had left, was outstanding. She was really pushing Kaz for the position, and like you say, there's been a lot of emotion and stuff around Cara Fields leaving. But after last Sunday and today, You'd think Eve's been here for 5 years doing the same job as Cara has, and it's her again off the ball. It's her intensity. Like you say, we can push the full backs on, and knowing that she's going to cover and break up play. When we've got Ellie Rigby and Ella Hartley in front of her, we need her to be disciplined, because them two will go and find pockets of space to play in and really focus on the attacking side of the game. So Eve's been absolutely faultless. I was concerned she wasn't going to get through 90 minutes today, in fairness, but her intensity, but she's proved me wrong again.
Absolutely. And our player of the match, obviously, it was Ella Hartley with the hat-trick. You can't really doubt that, can you?
No, without a doubt. I mean, even if you take a hat-trick out of it, I said to Chelsea, who runs our team, votes on player of the match, and about 65 minutes gone, I said, Ella Hartley's my vote for the day. She's just she was outstanding today, in and out of possession. Real quality in that final third, which we've been picky on. Like you say, if you look at some of the scores, and like I've said in the past, I'm not going off scores in pre-season, we could have been much better in the final third, and I think Ella's really stepped up and is creating. I mean, the first five goals, she's involved in every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
and that was the impact she's had today. So player of the match, whether we consider the hat-trick or not, definitely.
Right, that's pre-season.
Yeah.
Newcastle United then.
Yep.
What do you think?
Same again, hopefully. No, 100%. Like I say, we've worked hard on piecing things together in pre-season, and we've phased it in, and like I spoke to you in the past, not concerned about results and scoreline specifics, but we're in a good place. Like, if we've got that energy off the ball, we've got that determination to win the ball back nice and quick, and we play with the quality that we had from probably 15 minutes onwards, so the last 75 minutes of the game, Newcastle are going to have a long day on their hands. And like you say, we've changed it up. We've got a lot of youth on near the end, last 15 minutes, and we're still scoring and creating goals. And we should have made most of it in the last 10 minutes if we're going to be critical again. So if you really delve into the performance, arguably 25 minutes of it we've eased off. But like you say, it's putting everything together. There's players that have been on the pitch for 90 minutes that, like I say, it's still pre-season, but you can feel the energy, can't you, Ben? I'm not...
Well, the Clapton fans helped, didn't they?
Oh, no, In fairness to them, 6-7 hours it's took them today, they've been absolutely monumental, haven't they?
Yeah.
That's why I took our lot over there and made sure we clapped them, because they were superb. But yeah, going back to the question of Newcastle, 3 points is 100% the focus. And like I say, if we do it as well as that and as pretty on the eye as that, then we're all right, aren't we?
We certainly are. Well, Tom Fitton, Women's Team Manager, big thank you. Big congratulations on that brilliant result there and performance. And we'll speak next week at the Newcastle.
Thank you very much, Ben.